All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, we have a big fight going, Unified MMA 41, happening on September the 24th, and a welterweight affair going down between Cole Campbell and Matt Krejko, a fight that was catching my eye, and wanted to get Matt on the show to get some insights. How's the training going there, man? It seems like you're posted up in the gym, getting in some good work. Maybe a little sore, but good work all the same.
I've been good. Basically going back-to-back fights here. Last fight went really good, and so it's been realistically a very, very, very long camp. So, we work hard now so we can sign later, right?
Yeah, no doubt, man. And, I mean, quite the period of time between bouts there. I imagine a few factors were at play there. It seemed like some injuries kind of informed that as well. But, you know, just setting that up to ask, like, how did it feel to kind of get back out there after, you know, 3 years of just, you know, not being able to compete? I imagine it was a pretty big, you know, cathartic kind of relief, like just, you know, getting back out there and getting to do what you're passionate about.
100%. And that's the biggest thing for it. Like, obviously, I don't want to take this as far as I can go and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, between my injuries and then COVID happening, like, I don't know, it took quite a while. And then, right back in the thick of things, headlining a show and stuff like that. And, like, big crowds are back in. Watching all these events with COVID with no people around and, like, having crowds back. And it's just, like, I don't know, back in the day, the old me, like, without keeping my head controlled and straight and stressing, worrying about all these things, like, it probably would have got to me kind of thing. But honestly, like, it's the whole process of it, it was so surreal. Like, it didn't even feel like it happened, to be honest with you. Let alone for, like, it feels like it didn't happen that I'm, like, right back into another camp and, like, getting back in there kind of thing. So there's no time to... No real time to actually sit back and like, look back of what happened and things like that. And, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed and I lived in the moment. And that was the biggest thing for it. And I'm truly honored and grateful that I got to do what I loved. And grateful for all that. I just, it felt... Words can't describe, and like I said, it's like a dream. Like it doesn't feel real, you know. Obviously, a little. I don't know. There's always talk about ring rust and things like that, but like I don't know. Everything just went so in line with that last fight. It just, like I said, it was too good to be true. It wasn't real, right? But I don't know. But I guess that's a test to like all the hard work and time I put in and. I think, like, even though I haven't competed for quite a while, that doesn't mean that I have to put in work in the gym and, you know, helping guys get ready for fights and going through the rounds and the whole process and stuff, right? Go through hell in here, so that way when we go in there, it's nothing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like dynamic MMA has been a great spot for you over the years, just, like, really informing what you're doing as a fighter and just like continually shaping your skills as a fighter.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's crazy when I tell people, because they ask how long I've been with Vince and Dynamic, and like, you know, and like tell them all, yeah, when I was 8 years old and no really breaks in between, and now that I'm 30, man, it's 22 years. Like, it's crazy. And like, I have everything in here, every single piece. We need help in certain, from the get-go, we've always done everything, right? And that's the one thing that caught me and, like, that I really enjoyed and I'm passionate about was actually being a true, full martial artist and never just one thing. It's just every multiple things kind of thing. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Obviously, once in a while, there's certain guys in certain gyms and certain people that we affiliate with, and like sometimes if we need to bring a certain special guy in or things like that, we work with, right? And vice versa, if other gyms need help and they, you know, call up. But I don't know, the structure is home. It's, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That's me.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what it's all about. And I also like the, you know, not to be punny, but the dynamics there where you're also, you know, training as a competitive fighter, but also coaching and, you know, teaching people too. Like, how does the, I guess, teaching people technique, like, further bolster your own understanding of the technique, if at all?
That was the biggest thing. I had another interview and we were talking about it. And back when I broke my hand, and then all the multiple surgeries and stuff like that. I'm a journeyman electrician by trade and stuff like that. So I wasn't able to work because I needed my hands kind of thing. So I started teaching like a lot, more full-time, more so if you will, rather than just like as a passion side hobby, even though it was a passion for it. It just, I don't know, made me fall in love with the martial arts aspect of it again, and like, to be able to teach and spread knowledge and like to actually know it's like helping people make it like a change and a difference for them, and they like actually respect it and are going to take it for what it's worth. It just, no words can describe that. Like, it just made me, I know, to be honest with you, it made me fall, more so the traditional aspect of it, made me fall in love with martial arts again, like, you know, remembering what it truly is, not just all brute, you know, guys kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Trying to show off, right? And, yeah, I know, little things, those things kind of helped me. It's made me stay humble throughout the process and stuff like that. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm back rambling on. I didn't even know what your question was. You asked about like teaching and stuff at the gym and like how that helps and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think you gave some good insights, just kind of like gave you that, I guess, realization that, I guess, you know, sense of like, oh yeah, this is kind of what brought me to the dance initially, like some of those early training martial arts kind of feelings, if that's kind of a fair characterization of what you're saying.
And that was the thing, like in like swearing, like from here in the kids program, like we did the traditional programs, but we also did wrestling, we did sumo, boxing, Muay Thai, Kung Fu, like we did it all, right? My coach has multiple black belts in different martial arts, and it's because true, like mixed martial arts back in the day, you never know what you're going to get, and you still don't know what you're going to get, even though we're at a basis now that everyone knows a little bit of everything. Obviously, people have certain strengths and more strengths in certain areas and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But, it just kept helping me evolve, and like, I know it's crazy to be doing this for this long, like started martial arts 22 years ago, and then like competing actual like MMA and like kickboxing, boxing stuff for the last 15 years. Like, yeah, it's hard. It's everything to me, if you will.
Yeah, you've been putting in work for a decent bit, no doubt, and it even kind of shows in some of the different reference points there. Like, I was reading an article where you were talking about how you'd broken your hand in the Michael Hill fight, and you're like, oh yeah, you just gotta go full Uriah Faber to start throwing the elbows, like referencing the, you know, fight back in the day when he fought Mike Brown and broke the hands there. So I dug that there.
Yeah, and like that's the thing, like been around the sport for a long, long time, and like generally like day-to-day people, like I don't like everyone knowing that this is what I do and stuff like that, because like I know you also get like the stigmas and things like that, but looking back on that, I've never broken a bone in my life, actually. That was the first and only bone I've ever broken. I mean, I've broken my nose and things like that from training, and maybe like kicked a few things and like minor fractures, but to have that happen in fight and like not know how things were like going and things like that, like, it's a different experience, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, you're in there. You're not going anywhere after. So whatever's done is done. So you might as well leave it all hang out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're going to be in the cage for a bit longer, so you might as well, you know, see it through till the end. And that seemed like it happened, you know, kind of halfway through the fight there. So I mean, still a fair bit of time, yeah. You know, thereafter.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, yeah, it was a little weird. Like, I don't know, like, the and stuff. And, like, I was very grateful, and, like, even talking to Mike after, and, like, coaches and the ref, and I was very grateful that we, like, continued on. And, you know, it is a scary thing, too, like, having major injuries and stuff like that, and, like, being with, like, higher-level guys, like, you know, things can happen if you don't respect the sport and stuff like that. But I was able to keep my composure and work through it and defend myself and still keep it competitive. And yeah, it's crazy what the mind can do.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you learned something from that experience to just, you know, going the distance in a title fight with all of that adversity there. I imagine it made the victory when you returned that much greater. I mean, it played out like quite an amazing narrative in a lot of regards. Like, you literally get the buzzer beater, you know, stoppage in the first round there via ground and pound. Like, how did it feel to, you know, kind of realize that after the fact? Like, was there a sense of urgency in the moment where you're like, damn, this might go to the next round, I really got to pour it on? Like, what was that moment like with Tim Smith?
So 100%, I thought he was getting out of that round, and it was good. I was just lots of control, being patient, seeing what he was bringing, things like that. The scary thing is, like, everyone's like, oh my god, that was so good. And, like, I talked to my coaches and the guys I've been working with, and, like, my wife and everyone else, and, like, man, like, people didn't even get to see what I've been working on, like, my real shine yet. And, like, that's the scary thing. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I felt robbed. I honestly did. I wanted more rounds. I wanted more time in there. Yeah. Like, I was just trying to, I know, I had a good position, and I was like, you know, before the clapper went off, I knew that the round was coming towards the end, and I was like, well, I feel fucking great. I'm not scared of getting tired here. Like, let's put it on a bit, see if we get him some cuts, or, you know, haze him up a bit before he goes to his corner so the recovery is not as good. Maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, I was planning on getting right back to the feet and stuff like that. And, yeah, it was weird. I mean, we knew he was going to kick a lot, so I was trying to, like, step into, I was either going to catch that he would fall or start a counter off and things like that. And, I really strongly think that my ground game, my, like, wrestling and jits is hugely underrated. And, like, to be able to show a little bit of that, to make people, I don't know, hopefully people respect a little bit more. If not, I mean, that's their own disadvantage and stuff, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So that as it comes, but yeah, like, yeah, it just, everything was, yeah, like I said, I'm very grateful, and, like, it was tough fighting someone like Tim, that who I respect, and, like, you know, at the end of the day, we got to beat and stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, I felt robbed. I got kicked a couple times that I'm not gonna lie to you, I got some Muay Thai guys here in the gym that hammer the shit out of me. That I was like, man, I felt like I needed to get hit or something. Like, I went into sparring, I was like, the following week, and I was like, guys, I'm like, we need to just bang away, kind of thing. I was like, yeah, need to release some stuff, you know. But I mean, no one ever wants to get hit. I'll take those all day. But, like, after being off 3 years, like I said, in the gym and stuff like that, you prepare for the worst and you put yourself through hell, because if those situations happen in there, you're fine, because you already lived through them, you already went through them, you already prepared for that, you know how to deal and go with it, kind of thing. And yeah, I don't know, I'm excited to get back in there again. Like I said, it felt great to get back in. I'm blown away that I kept my composure and then just drop and start bawling in there, because I, like, visualized there was no way I wasn't coming out of that fight without my hand raised, no matter who was in front of me. And I worked so hard to get back in there, and it just, yeah, just on to the next one. Keep the ball rolling, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But in addressing that next one, I mean, you talked about some interesting elements from the last fight there, just saying, like, you kind of wished you got in some more time in there to a degree, like showing off the maybe underrated to some grappling aspects of your game. I'm noticing Cole Campbell has all of his Crow wins via submission. Like, do you see this as a fight where there can be that opportunity to maybe get the additional cage time, show off the submission grappling?
Yeah, potentially. In every fight, you gotta take it differently and stuff like that, and like, you know, you gotta adapt to what's given to you and whatnot. But you also look on his record too, what's most of his losses.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess you see that as like maybe a lane where you can kind of like take advantage with your, I guess, you know, stylistic proclivities. Like, you see your style matching up well with his in that sense.
Yeah, no, exactly, 100%. Like, that's the thing. At the end of the day, like I said, in this game, everyone gets the point. Everyone knows a little bit about everything. There's no fans or butts about it. You can't underlook anyone. You can't look at records. You gotta prepare for the worst and train your ass off and be ready to go for whatever comes at you. Obviously, I know he's a very strong wrestler, and I know he's good with his ground game and knowledge of jits and all that stuff, but like, I give him credit for his stand-up and stuff like that, but like, yeah, it doesn't matter where it goes. It's, you know, you can't worry about others. Obviously, we put in the implements and work on the things that we needed to for this fight, of his main go-tos of what his finger pulls are and what you need to improve on. And I respect him. You know, he stepped up to the fight when a lot of people wouldn't, again, and I'm happy to be in there. I'm grateful for Sonny getting me on the card, and I'm just very grateful for everything. But all working too hard for this, but to make his life into this, so I'm not letting it slip away for nothing. And how you brought up my thing before, like, I break my hand, well, I guess we're throwing elbows then, and vice versa. Like, we have, I'm a student, and I have many different tools in my box that I can decide whichever way I want to go to finish or control the fight. Like, prepared for anything. I don't know. At the end of the day, if I won the quick sub, I'd be happy. If I won a quick knockout, I'd be happy. If we won the full 15 minutes, I'd be happy. I'm grateful for whatever comes. It just you never know what it's going to be, right? So you just take it for what it is and roll punch.
I think that's a great way to be looking at it, for sure, man. And you know, I was excited for this fight prior to talking to you, but compounded even more after getting some insights from you. But just in the interest of, you know, being mindful of your schedule, is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Opportunity of life, no matter what it is. And like I said, like, the scariest thing is no one's truly seen or got to witness my full true potential yet. And like, that's the scariest thing. Like, once, like, the biggest thing, like, getting the head with the body and everything else, like, now that, like, mind-wise, that I just in such a good place and things are everything's just connecting. Just like, it's scary. I feel bad. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, we gotta go do what we love to do on each end, and there's gotta be winner and loser. But like, honestly, I feel bad for who's across from me, because like, I don't know, something was woken up again, and it ain't stopping. You know, I know I don't got. I'm not getting any younger, so. You know, we're going full bore ahead, and we ain't stopping. No one's stopping us, and yeah, I'd be very excited for it. The whole card from top to bottom, you know, Sonny and them at Unified do an excellent job. The energy and atmosphere and stuff like that. It's gonna be an exciting night, and Yeah, it'll be good. Be good. I'll put a little extra stamp on there for everyone.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not a shit talker, man. I just, like I said, I'm a true martial artist. I like to do what I do. I have that little beast inside me that wants to unleash. I respect the guy. I'm not overlooking him in any each way. He's coming. I'm coming. Like I said, you prepare for the. Doesn't matter who's crossed me. You prepare for the best possible solid guy that you're going to be competing against, whether it be on the feet, ground, wrestling, jits, judo, karate, boxing, whatever. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I got to be ready for wherever the fight goes, and that seems to, you know, be the case here for you. Very much excited to check out this Unified MMA 41 bout. People can check that out September 24th on UFC Fight Pass. If you're in the Edmonton, Alberta area, you can definitely check out the card too. Although, you might want to be getting tickets sooner than later because, you know, like you were just saying there, great card top to bottom. And one of the fights I'm looking forward to for sure, Cole Campbell and Matt Krako. So big thanks for coming on the show and giving some insights, man. Best of luck with the remainder of the preparations here, and just have a good rest of your day too, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, definitely the show stalls out so fast every time. But fortunately, everyone gets the opportunity. If you want, go check it out on UFC Fight Pass. And like, yeah, it's a great night. It's going to be a great night. There'll be lots of fireworks from start to finish. And yeah, it's a pleasure, and I appreciate you having me on the show.